Thank you, Mr. President. Allow me at the beginning to congratulate Vietnam and yourself for assuming the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. While wishing you success, Mr. President, rest assured of my delegation's full support and coordination. Allow me also to thank His Excellency Ambassador Valero, the previous president of the CD, for his tireless efforts to develop a program of work on consultative and collaborative manner. I would like also to welcome His Excellency Mr. Hossein Mahmoud Al-Khatib, Ambassador of Republic of Iraq. My special thanks is also extended to His Excellency Mr. Mueller for his genuine efforts and innovative ideas which contributed positively in the work of the CD just some days before his retirement. While thanking His Excellency Secretary General of ASEAN for his presence and his remarkable speech, I should express our gratitude for his speech here in the CD. I would like to acknowledge and appreciate ASEAN and its member countries for their positive and constructive contribution in fighting terrorism, their endeavor to reach nuclear disarmament through establishing the ASEAN nuclear free zone. Iran enjoys excellent relations with each and every individual countries of ASEAN on a bilateral basis, and on the regional setting, Economic Cooperation Organization, which is consists of 10 countries in our region and is based in Tehran, enjoys a working relationship with ASEAN on solid and promising basis. Mr. President, our position concerning the CD and its mandate has been principled, consistent, and responsible. It is, but I should also emphasize on the point that it is a source of unprecedented concern that reckless unilateralism is eroding collective trust in multilateral institutions and bodies such as this important body. My delegation attaches great importance on the Conference on Disarmament as the single multilateral forum to negotiate legally binding instruments of nuclear disarmament on four core issues, despite all the difficulties and uneven route ahead of us. Mr. President, we are very sorry again, after 4 weeks of calm and tranquility, politicization and hypocrisy and baseless allegations are again back to the CD by rhetorics made by US regime here in the CD. US, as creator of terrorists, lately Daesh, and creator of terrorism in all forms and manifestations, is not in a position to talk about fight against terrorism. The US allegations are totally false and baseless, and we reject their malign act to attribute those tanker attacks to Iran in the Persian Gulf. We regret to say the result of maximum pressure exerted by the US on Iran is continued in all its inhuman and illegal forms and formats, even in the form of maximum lies and baseless accusations. As regards to another unlawful and yet a very dangerous and provocative act by the US military forces against the territorial integrity of Islamic Republic of Iran, I read some parts of the letter registered to the United Nations just recently. According to the General Staff of the Armed Force of the Islamic Republic of Iran, at 0014 hours local time on Thursday, 20 June 2019, a US unmanned aircraft system taken off from one of the bases of the US military forces in the south of Persian Gulf conducted an overflight through the Strait of Hormuz to Chabahar port in a full stealth mode, as it had turned off its identification equipment and engaged in a clear spying operation. When the aircraft was returning towards the western parts of the region near the Strait of Hormuz, despite repeated radio warnings, it entered into the Iranian airspace, where the air defense systems of Islamic Republic of Iran, acting under Article 51 of the United Nations Charter, targeted the intruding aircraft at 0405 hours local time on the same date at the coordinates N25-5943 and E57-0225 near the Kuh-e Mubarak region in the central district of Jask in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Such a provocative act is a blatant violation of international law and Charter of the United Nations, in particular its Article 2.4. Iran condemns in the strongest possible terms this irresponsible and provocative wrongful act by the United States, which entails its international responsibility. While the Islamic Republic of Iran does not seek war, it reserves its inherent right under Article 51 of the United Nations Charter to take all appropriate necessary measures against any hostile act violating its territory, and is determined to vigorously defend its land, sea, and air. This is not the first provocative act by the United States against Iran's territorial integrity. It is reminded that in all such cases, the Islamic Republic of Iran has officially protested to the US through its interest section in the Embassy of Switzerland in Tehran. The international community is called upon to demand the United States to put an end to its continued unlawful and destabilizing measures in the already volatile region of the Persian Gulf. I thank you, Mr. President.